We're talking today with Terry Dietrich, American Farmers and Ranchers, and of course involved with as a state organization that has ties with the National Farmers Union. And Terry, NFU, the legislative committee, well, I understand the legislative committee is proposing to the NFU board that the NFU back away from the negotiations in this working group on making changes in the beef checkoff. And they're making some interesting claims, interesting suggestions or recommendations. I know AFR, you've got some concerns about what they're talking about.
I sure do, Ron. And I am really glad that each state is entitled to their own independent policy. Our policy here in Oklahoma is certainly different than the national policy on regarding the checkoff. I really disagree with just taking your toys and going home. That's acting like our United States Congress, and that gets you nowhere. We've got to sit down at the table and continue to work together. I also will admit that I've never seen a program that couldn't undergo some review from time to time. But I think some of the proposals that are being made are just not going to be achievable. And if NFU is going to leave the table until those are changed, then they're probably not going to come back to the table, and that's not the way we get things done. So I have an appointment by the USDA Secretary of Ag on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which oversees the checkoff. I have watched that procedure very closely in the years that I've been on that, and I have seen it evolve into a much more effective, operable operation. There's reasons for it. Emphasis has been changed. There were times when I listened to people who were submitting information for a research project. We refer to them as an AR. It's an authorization request. And when they would get through, when I first got on the CBB, when they would get through, I'd ask them where this money came from to do all of this. And they would say, it came from NCBA. And, well, no, it's producer dollars. But we've made great strides in educating our producers that NCBA is just a contractor, and they're doing work for the CBB. And NCBA has cooperated a lot in helping us spread the word that these are producer checkoff dollars. Now, we're here at a time, we're finding a lot of fault at a time when beef prices are higher than they've ever been in my history. And we have more exports than any time in my history. Our exports continue to increase. Right. So somebody's doing something right. So
in the case of NFU, the legislative committee is going to be making this recommendation to the full board. You're of course, set on that board of NFU. Mm-hmm. The thing that maybe has jumped out at a lot of people is that they're talking about maybe asking the Secretary of Agriculture to rewrite the beef checkoff, get away from the act and order of the 80s and go to a more generic checkoff piece of legislation from the 90s. Is that possible?
Ron, that's going to require more research on my part. I'm going to have to check with some authorities. That's not the way I have always been programmed to understand it. Mm-hmm. I have always been told that if we make any changes to it, it will have to come back for a referendum vote. Anytime you do that, you stand the chance of losing everything. Now, if it is within the authority of USDA to do that, then I'll know more about where our organization would stand on that. But right now, it's my understanding we stand a chance to lose it all if we rewrite or change much of anything.
The idea that, you know, this has been a 3-year process now. NFU's been in the room. As you say, they're in effect threatening. The legislative committee says that maybe NFU needs to pull away from this. That would have pretty well effectively, I would think, end much of a chance to move forward with work on trying to get that second dollar.
Well, certainly with them. Now, there may be enough other organizations that decide to continue to work together and probably still get something done, hopefully. But, you know, that's just not the way to play the ball game in a democracy.